Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 9th of September. Okay, got a few bits today. I'm going to do a little bit of anti-post stuff. Again, this is at your own peril. Remember, it ties your money up for the season. Only got a few bits. I haven't got a massive amount this season. There's not a huge amount of value for me around. Sheffield Wednesday getting relegated was a good value bet, but the price has gone on that with them starting at minus 12 points. But of course, we did get Jamie Vardy, top goal scorer last year, and over the years we've had a few touches. And I'm going to visit a couple of old favourites that I've given two or three chances, and this will be their last chance. What else have I got? There's a game starting in China in a minute. Shanghai game. Fancy first half goals or over 2.5 for that. Shanghai, there's value there. Shanghai game kicking off at 1 o'clock. If I get this up and online and it's still 0-0. Had a little Zoom, few Zooms last night. One of them, very nice couple, Scott and Kerry. Really nice. I do like it when people come on board as a sort of team. I always say that it's important to speak to your family, so I did like that. But I didn't like the fact that their girls refer to me as the sweary man, or sweary boy, sweary man. Didn't sleep last night. Imagine being known as that, eh? Not awful, innit? Got to stop it. No, I'm only joking. They're lovely people, cracking guys. Right, where are we here? We are, I've done the Shanghai game. Let's do this. Right, in the Premier League. I'm not having a bet on the outright, but my fancy is that Man City will win it. Chelsea and Liverpool will bat out second place. I think Chelsea have made some fantastic signings. It all depends on whether Lampard's the boy for the job, but they've made fantastic signings. So I think those three, as I said last year, I think those three will be well clear of the rest. City to win it, and Chelsea, Liverpool, second or third. I wouldn't want to pin my mast to any. If Chelsea start firing with their signings and strength in depth, then I think they could be a really good side. I think Arsenal, Spurs and United will battle it out for fourth, as always, fifth and sixth. I think they'll all have good spells and bad spells. I think Spurs will have good spells and be tough to beat at times, but have their usual capitulations. Arsenal, exactly, I think the same, will be competitive, probably particularly at home. But I expect they'll probably have a bad spell as well. And United, depends, I guess, how many penalties Bruno Fernandes gets to take. But another one, I think they'll be good in spurts, United, but I don't think they've got a squad good enough to compete for 38 games, which is what you need. So if I had to pick one to finish fourth, I'd probably say United, but I think all three of them will just be much of a muchness batting it around. And then you'll have the likes of Leicester, Everton and Wolves probably in behind. I've only got one bet in the Premier League, and that is a top scorer bet again, which is Timo Werner, available at 10-1. I think he's a good buy. I think he's a cracking goal scorer, this lad. I watched him for Leipzig against Spurs. So Timo Werner, I think, will be getting a few goals, and at 10-1, I just think he's too big. So I'm going to have a small bet, probably 150. I don't have my bets yet, but probably something like 150, 200 quid each way on Timo Werner, and probably be able to trade that. Moving down to the Championship, same old problem that we have every year of teams trying to come up. Of the teams that are I can't see Brentford. People raving about Brentford, not for me. I can't have Brentford coming up. I think they missed their chance, bottled it. That's the bottom line. They absolutely bottled it in the playoffs. And I don't think that they're going to be able to pull themselves round to come up. Maybe another two or three years before they get there. Of the teams that went down, I think Norwich are probably best equipped to try and come back up. But it's so difficult to come, do that straight bounce back. But Norwich probably best equipped and sitting as favourites. But I always like to go beyond those teams, and I went for them last year. And when I talk bottle, I mean they absolutely capitulated this lot at the end of the season. But I'm going to give them one more chance to get themselves right, and that is Forest. I'm backing Forest each way at 14-1. It's top three, 14-1 with Betfred, and just below them, I'm backing Cardiff at 16-1. Top three again each way with Betfred. So Forest and Cardiff, I'm backing those both each way. I think both are capable of getting in the top three. Whether they actually do is another thing. I always get told with Forest that it's because I do like them. I've got a soft spot. I've said it many times going back to the Clough days. You know, if I had to pick a second team, they'd be my second team. But I just think they're better than they're showing, and I think they're a little bit too big compared to the teams above them. But the capitulation at the end of last season was just horrific after lockdown. They were just awful. So hopefully they can put that behind them and bounce back. And I've got a couple of big prices for the top goal scorer there, Glenn Murray. I think it's too big at 25-1. And our lad, Troy Parrott, I just can't bet 365, 25-1 Glenn Murray is with Hills, bet 365 a way over on everybody else with Troy Parrott at 33-1. The reports on this lad are excellent. Seen him play a couple of times. Confidence got dented at Spurs when he was made to take a penalty and then missed it in a penalty shootout last season. But I think in the right environment, he will get goals. You know, he scored for his country. He's a fantastic talent, definitely. And 33-1, Troy Parrott is too big. So both those small bets each way. Glenn Murray at 25s and Troy Parrott at 33s. League One, the Sunderland fans were once again praying that they can get it done. They are too big a club to be down there, Sunderland, aren't they? But, you know, I said it again with them last year. Not sure. And of the three at the top of the market, I prefer the other two. I prefer Peterborough and Portsmouth. So a small bet for me is Peterborough each way at widely available, pretty much at 8-1. Hills bet 365. Boyle Sports, as a fair few, have got them at 8-1. So for me in the League One, it is Posh each way. I think they'll be right there, and I think they'll be the team. Obviously, we had the curtailed season last year. Hopefully, we get a full season, and I do think out of those top three teams, the value is Peterborough. So, you know, he's done it with them before, and I think they'll be right there. So that is it for my anti-post bets. So Werner, top goal scorer in the Premier League. I think Norwich have got the best chance of the short ones in the Championship, but I'm going for Forest and Cardiff with two reasonable priced top goal scorers, Murray and Parrott. And my only bet in League One is Peterborough to win the league each way. So all those are each way. So it's up to you guys. You know, as I say, do tie your money up. I do it for interest and where I see the value is. And we've got a pretty good record in them. But if you're playing, it's at your own peril, and play small. And the China game is just about to kick off. So if you've got to listen to this before that, as I say, if it's 0-0, sort of 20-25 minutes, then you can certainly do a first half goal. Perhaps even do 1.5, 2.5 as well, and trade those as you go. Okay, that is it from me. Just got a busy week getting people set for the season, and I will be back with you. I'll be back tomorrow, and then obviously Friday we've got the full game, and I'll be doing a preview of the matches of the weekend. So enjoy your, what is it, Wednesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.